Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom's hernia plus letters and long intros. Coming up in just a sec.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, decided to eat out in Muskrat Land, I declare. They were a perfect pair. Nibbling on poison, covered with honey. Sam said to Susie, honey, this tastes funny, as he spoke. She started to choke.
Lovely.
And they wormed and they squirmed and they retched. Desperately gasping for breath.
I know the words.
Some men came and took them away.
Really scary.
Looks like muskrat gloves.
Oh, chick, I was waiting.
It's a muskrat.
Thank you.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. Now they get together when I fold my hands. Love lingers. Right on my fingers. Everybody now.
Okay.
And they wormed and they squirmed and they retched. Desperately gasping for breath. Some men came and took them away. Looks like muskrat gloves.
Well, I really enjoyed Christie's muskrat.
That was very nice. It was choking muskrat.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Time now for emails from our listeners brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
I've got a bunch of stuff over here.
Did they tell you how long this swelling was going to go on?
I go back to the doctor next Friday.
I feel like it's been a month.
It seems like it shouldn't be this long. I don't know.
Again, I had surgery quite a while ago.
I feel like we've all had a hernia.
Well, no, I just have to explain why. When I get up, I walk like I'm 100.
Yeah.
Yes, there's some pain down there.
You're not making it to 100.
That's not nice.
I'd be dead already. Me and you both.
Your mom lived to be, what, 96?
50 years ago, 96. We'd both be dead.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
My mom and my mom's sisters, for the most part, lived well into their 90s.
See, you got good genes. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well,
were they really? Grandparents did, too, but my dad was adopted.
When you...
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever thought of going into that story?
Okay. My dad didn't want to, so, meaning...
Would you want to do it just to find out genetically if you're predisposed to anything?
No, I'm cool. Yeah, since he wasn't interested, I'm not interested. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
What if I am? You're so selfish. I thought your dad Larry was really cool. Because your dad Larry was a super badass Vietnam combat veteran, two tours of duty.
Uh-huh. He was a teddy bear. He was a general.
He really was, yeah.
Maybe his mother was a 16-year-old.
No, no, yeah, we do know that. So we do kind of know the story.
Oh, you do?
He didn't want to meet her and stuff.
I gotcha.
Like, yeah, it wasn't out of any kind of anger or anything. He didn't want to meet her and stuff.
I gotcha.
Like, yeah, it wasn't out of any kind of anger or anything. He was, she was young and couldn't take care of him. Oh. And so she gave him up for adoption. We were always, everybody, you know, in my family is always so grateful that that was the case. He appreciated that she
made that sacrifice.
Yeah. And said, hey, and also realized, hey, I'm not in a position to take care of a baby right now. And this family is.
Yeah.
So my grandparents had adopted, my uncles adopted as well.
Oh, okay.
And because they were told they could not conceive. And then they adopted two kids, and then they conceived two kids.
That always happens.
Oh, that happens
but that's wonderful.
But I was just interested in the biological heritage of you and see if that was that we could trace that to your terrible taste in music. because you walked in this morning and said you liked the Rod Stewart song, Hot Legs. I'm no longer your friend.
Okay. I think, you know,
like
what's funny
it.
Is that...
Yeah.
The music rocks. I think it's a really cool...
That song's always hit me like somebody... who works as a vice president for a record company wrote it.
Oh, really?
That's the way it feels.
Like they heard a really cool band do it.
Right.
I agree with you.
It's every just run-of-the-mill riff you've ever
Stewart
heard.
Himself,
and that's like
though.
Every song out today.
Well, let's not get into that. Like,
I want to hear somebody do Hot Legs in a really raw way. It's just a...
Well, I'd like to hear the Black Crows do Hot Legs.
You're exactly right.
That's a great choice.
Somebody that.
You're exactly right.
Now, what are the best Legs songs? I think you've got to have Legs by ZZ Top.
Well, again, there you have... come on, we need one like Tush. Get in there, boys.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any other great Legs songs?
I can't think of them right now.
How about Ankles?
If there's anything else you can
feet?
Mention to bring a conversation to a screeching halt, I'd really
stuff.
Like to hear it.
A lot of butt songs.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
See, this is again where you get those old KTEL, it's body part music. You get the butt classics.
Body part music. Yeah. That's what we call music. Music explosion.
We've got Lips, Inc. So you could even do the names of the bands.
Funky Town.
Now, that's a great song.
Okay.
You don't like the song Funky Town?
It's all right. Disco Inferno and Shame by Evan Champagne King. You know, those are my disco songs.
Yeah, I agree. Disco Inferno is the height of... okay, so I'm sorry. We're supposed to get to our letters because you have a segment coming up called Music for to Pussify or something.
What?
We were talking... We have been talking about sissy baby pussy music all week, and...
We all like our slow, sappy stuff.
Yeah, you don't like ballads?
Just before the show started, Chick and I were enjoying Michael Martin Murphy, Wildfire. I love that song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, here it is.
Do you cry every time you hear it?
The great cowboy singer, Michael Martin Murphy.
You know, he was Michael Murphy in 1975, and this was like number three on Billboard. This was the intro
huge.
That was very rarely played on the radio. They just got to the meat of it.
Oh. It's because we were top 40. We didn't have time for this.
That's why we ain't got time for this.
It's about a... what is it? It's a ghost horse, right?
No, they're both.
They're
I thought
both
they're both
ghosts.
Dead.
Yeah, they're both.
They're both dead?
I thought they both got killed.
Yeah, she went out looking for a horse and they both died.
Here we go.
Oh. It ends with a Disco Inferno.
I didn't know they both died.
I mean, this song has to have its detractors as well.
Oh, of course.
Oh, certainly. God.
But listen to this voice.
He's not going to sing here. It's more music. Wow.
Chick's playing
that's right. We got that.
Chick's playing the I Have to Go to the Bathroom version.
You know, someone, speaking of Tom's stepping in right there because the intro was too long, someone really is in tune, one of our email listeners, Jason, from Galleon, Ohio. Huh. It's a suburb of Columbus, I believe. I've heard of it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show. Explain to me, please, how Tom hates long intros to songs, but his setups come with a setup that come with a setup and a preamble. Then he says, carry on. Cheers.
He's right, Jason. But that's just one of those things we can't explain.
No.
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah.
It's the nature of radio. You see, people are they're joining you. What is the term in a play?
No, I've tried to tell you
Josh,
this
in media
for
in
35
media
years.
Or something in Latin.
I agree with you that there is some explanation that needs to be taking place, but you have the impression, and I don't know how, that no one listening has any brain power at all.
So what you're saying is the average audience member is more sophisticated than the simpletons in the room.
Yes. give them the benefit of the doubt. Assume they're with you and understand what you're saying.
I see. Okay. Well, then I'll do no a preliminary introduction.
But saying that is a preliminary.
And even saying preliminary introduction is redundant. Dear gang.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You have to say Bob and Tom show. I'll explain how radio works in a moment. exactly what you told me.
This comes to us from the great state of Louisiana.
Well, that's one of your more corrupt states. There's no doubt about it.
A lot happens. A lot of great people from Louisiana.
Good people, bad city council.
Sweet baby Jaden Daniels, the LSU Tigers. Yeah, go ahead.
We had that great story about the, it was like a 55-year-old guy, 60-year-old guy that joined the LSU marching band. Great story that
How'd
was.
How'd that go?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, this is one of the great marching bands in America.
As Josh pointed out, this old guy, because he just can't let it go, has taken somebody's slot on that band.
Yeah. Did you know that
some poor kid's crying because he didn't make band because of grandpa.
The tryouts to make that band last a full week. That's how skilled these musicians are.
So did he do a one and done, or is he on the band for the whole season?
It was a gimmick.
For the whole season.
A money grab.
Money grab?
It's clickbait.
Okay, so you want to bring up NIL for marching bands.
That's right.
That is a topic we've talked about. We're not discussing it. Oh, sure, they got a great trumpet player. You know how much they're paying him? They gave him a Mercedes, the whole deal.
Anyway, was the letter?
Would that really happen?
Okay.
God, that would be great.
That would be interesting.
It'd be so funny. I'm sorry. Dear gang, remember you'll recall our letter began that way. This comes to us from Miles. In Louisiana.
Hi, Miles.
He goes, I heard you guys were curious about the height of your listeners.
Oh.
We were trying to find the tallest listener.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He goes, I am 11'5".
Is that right, Miles?
Then he goes, I'm also dyslexic.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, much appreciated. We certainly
poke fun at that.
That is, in the abstract, you could call that humor. Yes.
Those that are dyslexic might appreciate that joke. I have many relatives genetically.
They act dyslexic when you're around? No?
We've all agreed that Chick-fil-A has some terrific customer service.
Oh, yes.
And they've really nailed their drive-through system. However, Christy and I occasionally like to look at the menu.
Correct.
And we have an email here from Renee who says, I worked as a manager of a fast food restaurant. Nothing annoyed us more than someone that would come through the drive-through that didn't know what they wanted. The drive-through is for those that know what they want.
Well, then why do they have a menu at all?
Well, what are you going to say what are you going to say to that, Renee?
Well, the menu, Renee? Go inside the restaurant.
Yes.
The worst thing you can do is hold up the line to read the menu.
I have to agree.
I agree.
You get behind somebody and they've got 50 questions when you're waiting at a coffee place.
Yeah, but you don't have any comment here. You don't even go
fast food.
And you never look at a menu. So,
he changed the story so that it was inside of a coffee place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really need you to just say.
I am manipulating the simpletons. I think we've established that.
Simpletons.
us.
Yeah. But no one loves our listeners more than Tom does. I want you simpletons to know that. Yeah. Tom loves you guys.
Right.
No, Christy, I'll talk to you. You go to coffee places. I spent the afternoon at a coffee place yesterday.
Whole afternoon?
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I get that.
Have you ever fallen asleep inside a restaurant? Yes or no?
Yes, but not yesterday. I had a nice, delightful.
I think that guy in the corner of
iced tea and a cappuccino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of my daughters likes to go there, and Kelly was working down the street, so we just went there. We just sat there all afternoon, and they have nice Wi-Fi.
All right. Good. Yeah.
Did my crossword puzzle. It was nice. But when you go into a coffee place, do you get annoyed if the person in front of you has a lot of questions and there's a line?
No, I don't. I do.
The coffee.
No, you guys can
just get the coffee and go. You don't need the other foods and stuff. Just get the coffee and go.
Did I read correctly?
The only thing that bothers me is at the airport because we're all in a hurry anyway.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. It's one of my favorite coffee places, the one at the airport.
And they get lots
of questions.
Yep.
No, the slow people at the coffee shop at the airport are the people who work at the coffee shop.
Well, that's not...
That's true.
They're not in a hurry.
Step it up.
Sure.
I ain't going nowhere, mister.
Step it up, Baraboo.
I get up here at 5 a.m. You're going to wait. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did I read correctly that is Starbucks, they're cutting back on all the flim-flam... Fruity.
Oh, are they really?
Aren't they
good,
trying to
good?
You know the stuff that requires four minutes at a blender and
I don't do any of that.
And the other guy's got to get an eyedropper to put in the whatever it is, orgasm juice, whatever.
I mean, there have been times where I've walked in and I walked in just after a volleyball team.
Oh,
and that is a lot of blenders and a lot of that's where I kind of wished the coach had gone, hey, let's let this one dude go before us.
Yeah.
But the drive through thing at Chick-fil-A, I don't have, believe it or not, I don't have their menu memorized.
I don't either.
It's just a couple of chicken things.
But now they have a new pretzel bun
that I didn't know about until I saw it on television. Had I known the other day, I would have gotten the pretzel.
Just a chicken sandwich and waffle fries, right? Not much else.
You know the story about my buddy, Buddy Mal at the Burger King?
Yes, uh-huh. He did a prank.
You ever seen someone that just has one arm and they take the sleeve and they fold it up and put a big pin in it?
Sure.
Yeah. Didn't we say we heard this story? No, go ahead.
Ace wants to hear it. Mal did that. He had both of his arms. I should point this out. Very fit. He looked kind of like Han, actually, kind of like Greg Hahn. And he tucked his arm back, so he walked in as if he had one arm and went into a Burger King. And he said, I'd like a Big Mac, please. And then the guy said, well, no, sir, I'm sorry. This is the home of the Whopper. And Mel said, well, it takes two hands to handle a Whopper. And he walked out.
Oh, a long way for a joke.
For those who are my age... It takes two hands to handle a Whopper was a slogan
during World War II.
Before we were.
I did that for one of the great truckers out there who knows what I'm talking about because it's Trucker Appreciation Week, which is why we started the show with 18 Wheels on a Big Rig.
Very nice.
I've got a letter here that I will read. I've been told to read this at this exact time. Is this is correct? I'm getting the signal from Jason. Okay. He goes, dear Tom.
We're now programming for our listeners.
Yeah, exact times now.
Yeah.
This comes to us from Green Bay, Christy.
Hello, Green Bay.
And he says, go pack, go baby. Mm-hmm. This is from Nate. I don't know if it's intentional or do you guys do this subconsciously. I've noticed over the past few months, the majority of the commercials related to food have been given to Josh to read. As a fellow fat man, I'm disgusted with how hard this makes me laugh.
Whoa.
I'm trying to think what, I do Omaha steaks, I've done cheese, I've done...
I did not designate you to do those.
Is this...
I know you didn't. Yeah. I do think it is a conscious decision.
Oh, really? from up above?
Yes.
If it'll make you more comfortable, we could have Christy do the steak things. But I think I enjoy Omaha steaks very much.
As do I. To me, it's not a fat thing. It's a people with who enjoy good food thing.
Uh-huh. Revisit this.
Listen to Michael Martin Murphy. Wildfire intro.
Oh, it takes all the stress away.
How'd you like to be grilling?
This is just lovely.
You got your Bluetooth on the deck. This song's playing. And you're just kind of singing to yourself as you fill the air with... the delicious smells of Omaha steak.
Oh, you know, some cowboy got right out there. His lasso. Did you say lasso or lasso?
Lasso. Incredible lasso. Ivy League.
It's always been lasso.
Always.
I say.
You know, I often
say. Lasso. Lasso.
There are the choices
lasso,
there.
Lasso the steer.
I'm about to say something that rhymes with lasso.
You keep this
up. Oh, now it's getting even sadder. How do they do
here comes the hook, chick.
No, I don't like this whistle or whatever the hell.
I like it.
Oh, you like it? Like that wheedle-eedle-eedle-ee.
Piccolo.
Here it comes.
Ugh.
I think it's got to be a guitar.
All of a sudden,
I think that's a piccolo.
That's a guitar, isn't it?
Guitar.
No. What? That's a flute of some all right. kind.
That is a wood.
That's a flute.
Wait a minute. That's a guitar. Mountain.
No.
Real
flute.
Who's
I'm going to go with flute.
Called piccolo player?
Can you back it up?
Johnny Sherrigan.
I want to hear that again.
I can't.
Oh, you have a different system? Okay, I'll get into the one that works.
They made a movie about the first call piccolo player, didn't they?
What was it?
Brian's song?
Brian Piccolo.
That's very different.
Did I have that mixed
Sure, I do a World War II joke.
Do you feel
now we're doing a 70s made for TV movie material, which I like. I'm totally
Tom
with you.
Tom applauded you for that joke. Does that make you feel good?
Yes. I was told off the air every time he applauds, I get
$10. Wow. Ooh. All right. Fair enough.
From Omaha State.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Searching for an inside look at the people, stories, and passion that fuel the state of soccer in America?
Who's going to be the key man for the U.S. men's national team?
First and foremost, they need to win.
There's something so fun about being the underdog.
You're playing with house money almost.
But what does this success mean for the future of U.S. soccer?
Ooh, you're getting deep now.
This is where soccer will come to life.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.